Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session. Hope you're keeping well. The whole idea of this session, as you know, is for us to be as prepared as we can for the opportunities that are likely to present themselves over the course of the trading day. Now, you're probably familiar, really, with the very significant bearish moves that we were seeing yesterday. We couldn't really get into them because we had, we were very mindful of Microsoft and AMD earnings reports, which were very likely to be really quite positive. So selling into something that was going to be positive is never really a particularly good idea. However, we've seen since the earnings numbers dropped and the reports were made public, there's a bit of a change of mind, it seems. And as a result, we've started to see a bit of a pullback across some of the individual stocks on prior to the close. We've got a bit of a bullish stock market beginning to take hold. Now, we're at important decision-making levels, so we'll have to see how much more strength may be in that particular move. But we've got a really good earnings backdrop. We do have an awful lot of data today. So today is one of those sort of unique trading environments, which is just littered with it's littered with complexity. So let's break it down for you a little bit. Sometimes when you have too much news impacting markets, they can behave in a very kind of indecisive manner. That would be our concern. Plus, of course, today is the last day of the trading month, so you might see a little bit of reconciliation in trading accounts. So we have to build that into our thinking as well. Please take a brief moment to familiarize yourself. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us. Please share risk warning currently up on screen. And just as a quick introduction then, before we get into it, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets do we trade? And more importantly, why are we trading those markets? Where do we then enter and exit? How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade, hopefully, to a successful outcome? And trading psychology as well. And it's the trading psychology that's really an important part of this dynamic, it seems. There was concern on the AI side that actually it's not going to prove that profitable that quickly. Investors are not seeing enough return quickly enough. You could say it's a bit of a short-minded or short-term view-ism, and that would pretty much be the case. So what you have is a certain cohort either booking in profits or actually think that the AI rally is beginning to unwind. So they're letting their positions go. We're seeing a strong sort of bearish move in many of these stellar markets. We'll have a look at them in a bit more detail, but first time in a little while. Bit of concern on the Microsoft cloud services side of things. Not performing as well as perhaps the market would anticipate. But there was, I mean, from an earnings perspective, they were pretty stellar. I'll show you the earnings picture in just a second, see how that all feeds in to the narrative and the potential for some bullish opportunities today. But that trading psychology, there's a bit of nervousness out there. And obviously, when markets are nervy, they could rally in either direction very, very quickly, as we know. So we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of trying to be as consistent as we can. So we prefer to wait for the markets to come to us. It sounds, again, it's quite a psychological position, but if markets act and behave in a pattern which we understand, we're more likely to take the trade. If we don't get that level of consistency in our knowledge and understanding, and the markets don't follow through in line with our expectations, then we are comfortable being patient and waiting for those better opportunities to come. So accuracy with entries and exits, disciplined with our capital and patience, all very important features when it comes to trading markets. So let's begin to break down some of the news flow. Just before we go into corporate earnings, and I'll explain the importance of those corporate earnings. Yesterday, Tuesday the 30th, prelim GDP coming in, German prelim CPI numbers, so inflation data out of Germany is coming in slightly stronger than expected. Spanish year on year coming in lower than expected. Italian coming in line with expectations. They're GDP numbers. So yeah, a bit of a mixed bag for the Eurozone, I think it's probably fair to say. And then that role, prior to this earnings number at 3 p.m., we had consumer confidence figures come out showing positivity. Job openings actually revised, came in above expectations and was revised higher. So, not much. You see, the Fed are actually watching for a little bit of weakness, and they're suggesting that that could be the trigger for them to start cutting rates. The problem is, if we don't get that weakness, how can they start cutting rates? Now, all eyes will be on inflation numbers, of course, but the jobs numbers so far are not really screaming at the Fed to start cutting, and therein lies some of the difficulties. Okay, so that brings us into today, and you can see Wednesday, you can see how jam-packed it is. So overnight, we've had Australian CPI coming in pretty much in line with expectations. Trim mean CPI quarter on quarter, just coming in a little bit lower. Small improvement on the inflation story, nothing spectacular, but it does edge a little bit closer to the RBA looking to cut rates as well. China manufacturing, it's contracting, as we know, but it's very much in line with expectations. So this was the interesting trade, the BOJ. We were expecting, the markets were pretty much expecting a 0.1. We're expecting them to keep rates. And as you can see, they made the decision to raise rates. Now, we had a feeling that that might be possible. So let's share with you. Really quite surprising to see, okay, we've got a long-legged doji candlestick and the euro yen, should I say. So strong momentum last night towards the close. It must be admitted, it was a very late day move. And today now going into the yen, we've seen a little bit of sort of up and down. So you can see the average true range, taking a big move higher. And that's around this kind of volatility, this kind of decision-making from the BOJ. So not quite as decisive as perhaps we were anticipating if the BOJ decided to raise rates 15 basis points, don't forget. It decreases the interest rate differential between the Fed, which are about to start cutting rates, and the BOJ, which are raising rates. And don't forget, fundamentally, when a central bank raises rates, it's positive for the currency. So we would have actually expected a little bit more yen strength than what we've seen. So as a result, when we have an expectation for the yen to strengthen and it doesn't, we kind of want to wait until we have that opportunity to do that. And that's the dynamic. Now, it's not really being helped by the rally. So these markets were selling off yesterday, and now, strong rollover to the downside, a lot of bearish sort of noise. And then we kind of bounced off the lows. We failed to make new lows. So we're in this little sideways pattern, as you can see for the S&P 500. So we're in this little pattern here. And this is why it could present us with some decent opportunities, because the sell trade rebounded off the lows. And now when it comes to breaking these highs, so the 54.95, could that mean we are back to the upside? We've got a upper trend line, which is playing out pretty neatly. So nice opportunity to perhaps get in on a breakout to the upside, breaking out of upper trend line. We've been moving sideways for quite some time. You can see the volatility is spiking, going up and down, almost in a bit of a rhythmic pattern. So variable volatility and presents a decent opportunity to start buying above precisely the 54.95. So going back to the news, because I wanted to just share the BOJ with you. We're going to get a news update now for the European session in just a second. A bit of a surprise for market, although we're not too surprised because there's been rumors for 6 months that the BOJ may need to start raising rates, and they're quite reluctant to do so. They did hold firm for a few meetings, three meetings. So we went from negative to positive, minus 0.1 to positive 0.1, and now we're looking a little bit more elevated. So we look into this particular news event now. That was in the early hours of this morning. So what do we have? We've got, and it looks like as well, the BOJ press conference is probably still on. Might be finishing pretty soon. It's normally on around this sort of time, maybe even earlier. The times for a few news events, just to let you know, seems to have changed. There's been a few sort of very subtle changes to certain economic events. So then what do we have? Well, we've got European inflation. So it's expected to make some improvement, I think is probably fair, year on year. Core is obviously higher than headline. Headline looks flat. Core looks like it's coming down just a little bit. Again, it's just going to be quite important for the Eurozone and the ECB and the Euro specifically. Then we move on to lunchtime. We've got ADP employment change numbers. Looks pretty stable. Historically, 150 ADP private sector jobs is a good jobs report. It's not it's just a good report. It's not particularly negative in any way for the Fed. So it's kind of hard to interpret that. Employment costs we'll get as well. Are they coming down? Pending home sales, we're expecting a positive number. Let's see. And then it's really the big one. We've got crude oil inventories in there as well, expecting another negative number. So we'll see if that kind of supports oil prices in the short term. And then the big one really is the FOMC. Very much expected to hold. There is no expectation anywhere that the Fed are going to start cutting rates. And to be fair, it would be a big surprise because the data is not really supporting the Fed to cut rates. So the question is, what will Jay Powell, how will he deal with it? Will he come out and say, we'll be cutting rates in September? Or will he say, look, we're just going to be data dependent and we'll take it meeting by meeting? And that's really, it could be a bit of a flat FOMC press conference with not really a huge amount. I'm sure now he's not going to make any kind of errors and say something he shouldn't do. That's why the Q&A can be, quite an interesting little period. So that's today at 7 o'clock. So last day of the trading month as well. Let me just share with you, it's slightly unusual in many ways, but let me just share with you the corporate earnings, because I suppose the only main reason for that is corporate earnings are having such a profound impact on these markets. So we come back to these in just a second. Look at a little bounce in crude oil. and not really an expected move across the yen. But yeah, let me just share with you corporate earnings first. So we'll just spend 2 minutes on this if this is okay, and then we'll go through our trade plan and we'll identify where the opportunities are. So Microsoft, you can see in here, we're expecting a forecast revenue of 64.38 billion. It came in 64.7. So above, it beats expectations. Earnings per share, 2.94 expected, got 2.95. Same for AMD, another chip maker, expected 5.72 billion, got 5.84 billion, and 0.69 on the earnings per share. So a positive, on the surface, quite a positive earnings report. Now, there's a couple of sort of points of concern, and following on from Google last week. Was it last week or was it the beginning of this week? Today is, no, yeah, it was last week, wasn't it? Where we, you know, the earnings report came in like this. It came in quite positive, but the statement, the company statement basically suggests, you know, investors just kind of hold your horses. You know, you perhaps won't see such a significant return in such a short space of time. So that became a bit of a stumbling block, it seems, for a certain cohort who kind of thought they wanted to just book in profits on those massive trades. And this is the opposite. We had a lot of bearish sentiment going into it. And actually, when we saw the statements released, there was a very significant bounce, and in our opinion, rightly so. So we were expecting this news event to actually be positive for markets. There was no major signs to suggest, you know, the wheels were going to come off on absolutely stellar performance. We'll go into a little bit more detail because we could break this down for you in a lot more detail. But look at the impact that it had on Microsoft. So going into that policy statement, we were very, very bearish for the day. And not just that, but also in markets like NVIDIA. Where is it? Look, we were really quite bearish for the day. So all across the board, we had really sort of bearish markets. Not so much ironically from Google. So perhaps people are looking at it and suggesting that things are not as bad as they would anticipate. So Meta looking really quite bearish. And just the stock price in AMD as well was quite bearish. We were making new lows, and then just before the close, we started to just rally a little bit. And that's really the takeaway. We're going to go into today's trading conditions. We're going to keep an eye on the pre-market numbers, just because those tech stocks have such an important role to play for these indice markets. And as a result, we can look to try and capitalize on that. If we know what the, you know, the important players on the micro perspective are doing, and we've got a bit of a handle on that, it does present some really interesting opportunities in these markets. And as you know as well, if we just do this on the board, we've got these upper trend lines. So we've had a really strong pullback across the board, even crude oil. The euro dollar, as you can see on screen, the pound dollar, as you can see on screen, we'll adjust these slightly. So we've already begun to get yesterday the breakout in gold. So there's an opportunity for gold to the upside, but where we haven't seen a breakout yet is in the S&P. It's in the NASDAQ. You see, crude oil has a little bit to go. We're going to sort of rally into these prices in here. So, and we do have that crude oil inventory number due out this afternoon as well. We've got a bit to go as well with the euro dollar. But potentially, you know, we'll probably book in a bit more profit on the pound dollar as we're seeing lower highs and still hopefully potentially lower lows. So we've got the potential for these very significant breakouts back to the upside off support. So we're at very, very important support levels in these markets, and they're all playing a bit of a role. Horizontal support, moving average support. So there is some clearly defined opportunities today, in our opinion, which is the good news, and it's the summary. So S&P looking above 54.94. I put these numbers down now. NASDAQ above 19.2. Let me scribble this down. So S&P above the 54.95. NASDAQ. The number is 19.227. Right, there's still quite a few other potential opportunities. Right, we'll stick with the US because it's a very US centric day. The Dow Jones is looking positive as well, so it's kind of a risk on market dynamic. You can see the Nikkei is pulling back very aggressively. And that's because the potential for the yen to strengthen, which did briefly, but then kind of pulled back, and the Nikkei has been rallying. Bit of a bounce, it seems, with the CAC and the DAX. So really, this AI story seems to be in play. So with all this in mind, we can certainly look for decent opportunities there. So the S&P 500, looking for a breakout above those levels. So we can look at the S&P and the NASDAQ. Right, looking elsewhere at the euro. You can see the potential for a breakout above the 108.35. There's probably just slightly better opportunities in other markets. We might just refer to it as a bit of dollar weakness potentially kicking in. Yen strength would be our trade of choice. Dollar Swiss. So yeah, let's look at the dollar weakness trade. And look, there's a great opportunity potentially in, we're getting a bit of a rally in gold as well. So dollar CAD below the 38.38. And that's what looks like a really decent trade setup. There's an opportunity to sell the dollar Swiss. And yeah, so overnight with the inflation numbers, we start to see the dollar strengthen actually against the Aussie. And we're getting a nice move higher in. So the 59.04 for the New Zealand dollar to the upside. So there's a couple of interesting opportunities for us. Yen strength, let's break that down. We'll just look at yen strength for now because it's not quite moving in line with expectations, I guess. We're probably expecting a little bit of a bounce going into that. And plus we've got a bit of a bullish market. So this is when, so gold rallying, it's kind of a flight to safety. So that I think there is significant nervousness there. So we can, which makes it actually a decent buy trade, but we want to get some clarity before we can jump into those trades. So let's amend our trade plan then, guys. We'll, in our opinion, we've got a risk on market conditions. So there's an appetite for risk, which is your stock markets. So let's do that. So summary, just broadly speaking, risk on. Right, we want to keep all options open at this time, indices dollar, because we're interested to see if the dynamic would begin to shift. And although we couldn't sell it yesterday, today now we're looking at buying the indices. So we were quite right to sort of be just mindful of that dynamic. So let's go S&P 500, looking to buy above the 54.95. So that's a detailed position there. NASDAQ looking to buy above 19.227. So you got some specific numbers there. Sorry, I'll just amend this afterwards. So dollar CAD looking to sell below, which could give us an opportunity now very shortly. 138.38. Let's go again. New Zealand looking to buy above 159.04. So we're actually above those levels. So we're looking at yen strength. So why won't that go up? Okay, don't know why that happened. So yen strength post BOJ rate hike. We do expect the crude oil to rally. We were able to book in profit yesterday, so that trade worked out quite well. Details posted into the Signal Service. And it's still a massive week for scheduled news events. Central bank rate decisions, inflation numbers, US job numbers, so expect significant volatility. So we're going to sort of strategize around these types of trades. Okay. So we'll just leave that in as it was. Okay, so look, that's our trade plan. That's what we're going to be looking for. So we've got the US indices. It's kind of risk on in nature. I think that report last night was particularly positive. So I've posted that into the chat box there now for you. With a strong focus on the S&P, the NASDAQ specifically, the dollar CAD and the New Zealand dollar in terms of that dollar weakness, which would kind of fits together quite nicely. And the potential for some yen strength, further yen strength following BOJ rate hikes. So it looks like this tech rally is now in play again. We saw nothing really significant to take a strong bearish view from corporate earnings. And we've got a host of them again today. So be mindful, the dynamics could shift quite quickly. But these individuals' corporate earnings are having such a profound impact on US equity markets, as we know. So risk on, indices up, dollar down, which is the principle of our trade. Not much happening in bond yields, to be fair, and commodities. We're getting a bit of a bounce off the lows as far as crude oil is concerned, and gold is breaking out to the upside. So just probably marginally better, more affordable opportunities elsewhere. Okay, on that note, guys, listen, thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate it. We'll switch rooms now, so if you can join us for that, that'll be fantastic. And we look forward to seeing you in our live trading mentorship room. If you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. It just starts from $59 per calendar month. So look, on that note, guys, thanks for joining us as always. We'll see you in the mentorship room in just a few seconds. For more information, of course, go to thelivetrading.com. Great stuff. On that note, guys, listen, take care of yourselves. Speak soon. Bye for now.